All right, welcome to the Time Killers podcast, where we're helping you kill more time. This is our third podcast. Today we're going to be talking about the Netflix interactive movie Bandersnatch. Is it a movie? Is that what it's called? A movie?
It can range from like 30 minutes to however long.
30 minutes, or you can sit there all day, literally.
Usually you get to an ending though, and then you can either stop or keep going.
I guess what do you want to do? How do you want to format this? You just say, Sydney, start off with your experience with the
Okay, I played for probably 2.5 hours the first time I watched it, only because like I just had nothing to do. And I got multiple endings, like different ways he died, and you know, you get to the like one end and it's one of the ladies reopening the game like later on, and she was like working for Netflix, and she's
I didn't see that one.
Trying to fill.
I played for about 2 hours. I seen some pretty crazy stuff.
I got like, it's like that part. Like once you get to that part, it goes through the credits, but the game doesn't necessarily.
Can you ever like save your mom from dying?
No.
I don't think so. No.
If you quote unquote save her from dying, it actually just kills you.
Kills you. Yeah.
It kills you
because you can't change the past. Okay. If you change the past, your future ends, and it just you die.
All right, yeah, I get that. Because you'd be like a different person. Like,
if you quote unquote save your, well, there's no saving your mom because she's gonna get on the train no matter what.
Right. Yeah.
Either you can let her get on the train and die by herself, or you can get on the train with her and die as well.
I never got to be on the train. I didn't.
Should we go ahead and give a spoiler alert for this one?
Oh yeah, I mean this is
spoilers.
But spoilers. The only way you can really get on the train with her is if you get to the end and play it back and get to the end and play, but you have to have this long streak of events.
Yeah.
You can't
and you have to find
stop and then like restart.
The dad never like hides the bunny, and like so you find it under your bed, and then like you like leave and go with her, but you still die. I got to one point, it was one of the endings, I think it was that one where they both died on the train, where it like completely closed out of like, it didn't even like, it did the credits, like the full credits. It didn't just do like those few credits before it got to that part where the lady was, and she was reopening the game. But and then she sort of go crazy.
Now I got to the one where it was like you had to kill the dad, and it gave me no choice to kill the dad.
Yeah.
After he woke up from like the dream or something like that, and he had figured out that the dad had done all the like programming and stuff, testing on him, and I got to where I had to call the... He kills the dad, and then he's going to call the woman. What's the woman's name? I don't know.
The therapist.
Yeah, the therapist woman. And then I couldn't remember the last number. Like, I couldn't get the last number. Did y'all ever go to that point?
Mm-hmm.
You got to that point. Did you put all the numbers in, like, to call him? What happened after that?
You go... There's a whole bunch of different things. It's either she's there to schedule, or she's in a thing. You leave your name and whatnot.
So does the dog, if you do know the number, does the dog still bury it up? Or not bury it up, I guess.
But dig it up.
Dig it up, yeah. Bury it up. Dig it up, yeah.
That's when you bury him, or you can chop up the body.
Yeah.
That part was really gross.
You chop up the body was pretty gross.
It was very just...
Vulgar?
Yeah, it was like very visual. Like, oh, you could see... Oh.
I knew.
Forgot exactly. It got really difficult once, like, it started going back to, like, you do packs with a C or packs with an X.
Mm-hmm.
And, or, I don't know. And then there's ones where, like, it gives you two options, or it plays through the whole movie and it goes back and gives you one option.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to pick up the picture frame, or, I don't know. There was one where it gave me, I think it was packs and packs, and then I played it back through again, and it came back to Netflix or packs.
Yeah, I did that.
And
mine was Netflix
them.
The first time. The first time I just couldn't do packs, it was only Netflix.
Right. I don't exactly. I don't really remember all of them because there were so many different paths.
I did. There was one where it says toy, and that's how.
Yeah, I got on that one too.
You get through the whole big loophole of y'all ever climb through the mirror and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm. That was all sorts of crazy.
I really thought that was where I could save them all.
With the therapist, I was so mad after I clicked that one because it was so unrealistic. Yeah. And you're like,
but it was funny because she said, don't you think if this was a movie, have more action? And then he says, you want action?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my god.
Yeah,
that was funny. But
It was crazy. Just unrealistic. I just didn't like that part about it.
Apparently, there's a completely different ending. Instead of fighting the therapist, you, like, jump out the window, and it's a completely different ending.
Yeah, see, I got to that. Yeah, but I never got to it.
I could have jumped in the window.
Yeah, I could have, too, but I never did.
Yeah, I wanted to fight her. I wanted to see if he can win.
There was at one point where we were playing it. It was me and a couple of buddies. We were all doing it. And the room was kind of split, and then we all just kind of non-verbally agreed on making this kid go as crazy as possible. Mm-hmm. Just, like, sending deep spiral into the...
Yeah. That's what I try to do. I try to do, like, different routes. Like, trying to stay as safe as possible and then trying to do as crazy as possible.
I hated that it was so, like, different when... Well, I didn't necessarily, like, hate it, but it was just so weird because you either went down one path with all the therapists, like, all the therapists' different endings, or you went down the path with, like, Colin, mm-hmm. and I feel like you die no matter what.
Yeah.
And it's, like, very quick, though. Yeah. So it's good. The first rabbit hole, it's very quick and kind of violent, and then you go down this long rabbit hole with the therapist, or there's so many different ones. Or, like,
it's crazy. Like,
just with the bunny and your dad, or the therapist mainly, or yourself, where you're going crazy.
It was the craziest where he walks into that building, or the room. You know, he goes in there, gets a key from his dad, walks in the room.
Yeah.
And he, like, opens up that huge thing, and he's like, and he figures out that he's been, like, watched his entire life, and pretty much his entire life has been scheduled and planned. And I was like,
I can never figure out, like, I really have to truly, like, pay attention when it goes either, like throw tea on the computer, or
throw over the computer,
or destroy the computer. Mm-hmm. Because either way, you're destroying the computer, but there's a different ending for each one. So I really just have to pay attention.
I never destroy the computer.
But yeah, I never do either. Or there's one that's, like, beat on the table.
I played,
but I feel
through,
like, that's unrealistic.
Yeah,
once, where he was starting to spiral into insanity, and then I destroyed the computer, and he lives a normal life completely.
Really?
Like, what? He doesn't kill his dad, doesn't release the game, nothing happens.
He doesn't release the game?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I think I might have done that one.
Where he just, like, destroys the computer and then just stops.
I think so. But it ends. But the review for the game is, like, was it unfinished, or he never did it at all?
It was unfinished, unreleased.
So the review was, like, 2.5 stars or something?
It was, there were no star ratings on it because it wasn't, like, released. Like, they couldn't play because it wasn't finished.
Okay.
It was just rumored that it was done, and then he was like, yeah.
So both of y'all got 5 stars in y'all's games?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to figure out exactly what the endings are. Are they when he dies, or if the game is finished or not? Or if you reach the full credits where Netflix, like, shuts out and it does, like, the whole trailer thing for a new movie or something, or a new episode. Because I got to one of those.
I think their endings were the, what's it called, where they give you the stars and the ratings and whatnot, because it offers you can go back. That's their ending.
That's where it, like, kind of breaks
the off. Netflix thing, I guess it was just a little Easter egg add-on that you keep getting.
Yeah.
Because it never changes, really.
Right.
Now, I was wondering, what happens, I never got to go back, I had to end it right before, so I followed Colin, and then he, you know, offered the acid, and then I did it. And then it was either you jump off or he jumps off. And then he jumps off, you go crazy pretty much.
And if you jump off, it just resets
you. Yeah, it just resets you. So what happens if you don't do it?
I never went down that path.
You never went down. Did you ever do that? Just not.
I think I started to, and I never finished.
You never finished it? See, I feel like that's how you would get 5 stars. You have to, like, develop a relationship with him that doesn't kill you.
Right.
That way he can help you with the game.
Or, like, when it starts back completely from the beginning, when you do, like, starting with, I didn't understand what it was, like, haven't we met before?
And that was, like, it rewinding and him being self-aware almost.
Okay. Yeah.
Because that was
weird. I thought it was really funny that, because one time I did the, so when it pops up and, you know, you have to select what the computer, like, says, I did the Netflix one time. And, like, sat there and, like, described to him what Netflix was. It was super funny because he was like...
See, I never did that.
No, that's one of the options. That's one of the options to get to the fight with the therapist.
Yep.
Because she says...
You have to describe Netflix.
Yeah,
dude,
you have to describe,
like, what
Netflix
are you talking about?
Yeah. Exactly. And then you have to fight with her, and then you have the option to jump out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So there's a bunch of different... I mean, like, it's crazy how every small thing impacts, like, what you're doing.
Yeah, it was... People were like, oh, it's cool. It's a little,
I wonder if
like,
it's actually driving me more crazy, like, in real life.
Mm.
Or stuff. It's just like a whole movie.
Yes.
Is that a real book?
Bandersnatch? Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
That'd be kind of a cool movie.
But like if the show is like, if there is a definite ending to the show.
Oh yeah, that does kind of drive me crazy. There's like things that I haven't done.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like, but it gives it a good
book. But I feel like though, since it's a show, it's got to end at some point. So I feel like they stopped it.
But I mean, that's the thing. I don't know. Feel like that, but it's never possible really. You never know if you've ended.
Right.
You've died, but then it's like, okay, we'll go back and restart. You're like, wait, did I win or what?
He doesn't want to tell you because he wants you to keep watching.
That's the craziest thing about it.
What if it goes through all of the rabbit holes and rewinds back to the beginning every time?
I would.
And once you get to all of them,
yeah, I would hate that.
In like one sitting, what if you got all of them in one sitting though, and then the game just completely shut off?
I mean, I guess you'd be like,
okay. That's just too much.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
I mean, I just want 5 stars. If I can get 5 stars on my game, I'll do it. I can't get past like 3.5 stars.
I got 5 stars, but he ended up.
You just have to make sure he goes like full crazy.
Full crazy?
Yeah, you have to make sure he goes.
I figured he would
insane.
Get the lower ratings if he goes. Full
no,
crazy. No,
not really. No.
What?
Honestly.
Yeah.
Because he finishes the game. He.
I got one where he finished the game. But
the part where he literally had all the like little rabbit hole. Like,
oh yeah.
Grass everywhere. Match like
everywhere
in his dad's blood, and then it went to his head sitting on the filing cabinet. Yeah. That made me sick to my stomach. I was like, that's disgusting. He's crazy.
Well.
Oh, are you crazy?
I think it's a very interesting show. I started watching it.
It is. It's kind of cool.
But it's like, I stopped paying attention for like 1 second.
And
then I came back and I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, you're just completely lost and don't know what's going on.
I think
zone out for any amount of time.
It's definitely a waste of time though. Like, if you really just want
to. Oh yeah, it's time killing. You want something to kill time? Go play Bandersnatch.
Yeah.
Play, watch, I'm not even sure what to call it. You're playing and watching, yeah. But it's definitely something that, it's unique to each player, I think.
I mean, I feel like it's just like a video game. You're going to sit there and make your choices for your player, and you can go crazy if you keep dying, so.
Yeah. I mean, it's like,
you're going to end up getting mad whether or not, like.
Yeah, it really is kind of frustrating because, like, you feel like there's way more things to do, but you don't know what else to do. Like, you get stuck.
Mm-hmm. Because they're, like, paths that lead to nothing and then paths to paths.
It's honestly like a giant maze is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to get to the end, but
which is cool because that's what the game's technically about.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like that's
you're
the crazy thing
it
about
in
like
a movie form.
Yeah, it's really what it is. You're playing the book in movie form. But that's the most interesting about it. It's like every time you play it, I mean, even if you rewind it, sometimes they don't say the same things.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that's the craziest, like the beginning, I clicked to do it as a team first.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, well, he can help me. But then, you know,
that doesn't work.
Yeah, that doesn't work out.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I forgot about that.
It doesn't have, like, individuality or something like
mm-hmm.
that. So when I rewatched it, Colin says something different. And then the boss dude says something different. I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe now that he says he can work on it. So after they say something different, I was like, okay, well, maybe the scenario will work out differently because they have different opinions on it. And I clicked it again, but it didn't work out differently.
Yeah, there's some times where you gotta do it like 3 times over and then it finally lets you through. Like one time over and lets you through.
Yeah.
There's. It's almost like you have to go insane in order to finish it. Like he.
Yeah.
Like it's not gonna be perfect in your mind.
Did you ever get the option where he goes in there and he goes into the dad's like secret room and he goes to open it and then the dude pops up behind him?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah! Oh my gosh, that scared me. I was not prepared for that.
I saw somebody walk. Like I could see him because I was really because you know when it focuses on the character and it did like you can't see the background. Usually somebody's about to pop up.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, somebody's about to pop up. And
I
kind of got
that
feeling,
that whole
and then it
of the show. It threw me off.
It was weird. It was kind of like random.
It was like,
but it was
what,
that picture. It was the picture. From...
I think it was you know because he says when there's a part where he goes up there and he's like, I just need the weekend to finish it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's a part I want to write in. I think what they're trying to do is say that the whole dad thing, that was the part he was trying to write in.
That guy.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That guy that popped up, that was one of the pictures. I think that was one of the pictures that was drawn in the, you know how, like, he goes through the book and it's, like, or it's, like, talking about the guy who tried the original Bandersnatch and then it. He, like, started sketching all these scary, like, images and drawings and stuff.
Yeah.
It was, like, something from that.
Mm-hmm. It's basically, like, overall, he saw a guy go insane to do it, and he was like, oh, I'm going to do it, not go insane. And he goes insane, and then the guy he drops acid with, her daughter starts doing it for Netflix, and she eventually goes insane because you, like, you only have an option.
Oh, so Colin's daughter starts doing it?
Yeah, that's who the Netflix
is. Oh, okay. See, that's cool.
Because he was like, this is my
I didn't know.
Destiny or whatever. Yeah. So when you go to drop acid with Colin, you meet his wife and his kid, and he goes, this is my destiny. And when you go and you get to the Netflix ending, the name is yada 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 Collins or whatever. It's his daughter. Yeah.
I didn't even
pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't pay attention to any of the credits.
So that's a whole line.
After the movie, after I got done to the credits, I just went and cooked a grilled cheese. No, but I think that it's a pretty interesting show, really, because, I mean...
They did a good job, like, graphic-wise, because...
Yeah. It's like, endless.
It is, and, you know, all the times he's, like, being very violent, like, they did a good job, you know, they threw a little bit of horror into it, because they made it very visual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, all the blood and everything, especially when he hits him with the ashtray, like...
Oh, yeah, he beat him,
it was...
I mean, he just... And this blood just starts running. I was like, oh, okay, all right. I didn't think
they did a good job.
No, yeah, it was a really good joke. And it's crazy because, like, the whole time he's having an experience going crazy, you're kind of sitting there, like, trying to figure out how to do it. Yeah, and you're kind of going crazy, so I'm like... But,
I give it a 9 out of 10 stars.
It was really good.
I mean, I'm mad, so I'm going to give it 2.5 because they kept giving me 2.5 stars. No, but seriously, it really is. It's pretty good. Like, it's definitely...
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to play, especially with a group of people, because different views open
different
up different
opinions,
doors.
Yeah, I definitely would like to sit down and watch with a bunch of people. That way we could just all click different ones and see what path it takes you down, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see, like, a chart of how the game is laid out.
Yeah, I'm sure there's one online somewhere.
Yeah, there probably is, like, every single move and how it, you know, how it
affects you,
how
what it
affects
does.
You, right? But, well, anybody got anything else? Pretty sure we've talked about the majority of it. Can't really talk about all of it because, you know,
we don't know all of
can't
it.
Can't finish it.
But, alright, well, we just helped you waste a little bit of time. We're the time killers. We just kill time for you. Anyway, come back for the 4th podcast and we'll see you later.